Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. used to say as a little boy, he could not figure out how that a brown cow would give white milk and you churn it and make yellow butter. He tried to figure that out and couldn't put it together. And yet, all the while he's trying to figure it out, he's enjoying the milk.
Amen.
And he's eating the butter.
Lord.
Do you have to understand something to enjoy it? No? No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have to understand how the blood of the Lamb cleansed and washed you from sin to be clean. You don't have to understand how Jesus was raised from the dead for you to believe that you'll be raised from the dead. You don't have to understand that. Understanding is not the same thing as faith. Faith is a choice. A choice to believe. When people say, I just can't believe that, that's a lie. You could believe it if you would choose to believe it.
Yes.
You choose not to believe it. There's no such thing as a person that can't believe it. You're just choosing not to. Aren't you glad you chose to believe Jesus?
Yes.
You chose to believe the gospel.
Yes.
Somebody say, I choose to believe.
I choose to believe.
Hallelujah. Look with me at a couple of other verses here. 1 Corinthians 4:19, you don't necessarily have to turn to these, just some things I'll get you to turn to, others not as important that you do. He said, I'll come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but to power. Verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, or some translations say talk, but in what?
Power.
In power. There's much more to the things of God than talk. There's much more to God than talk. There's power. In 1 Thessalonians 1:5, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, he said, our gospel came not to you in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of man we were among you for your sake. It came in power. Romans 15 says a similar thing. Romans 15, 18, he says, I dare not speak of those things which Christ has not worked by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. When the Word, God's real Word, goes forth by the anointing, by faith, there's supposed to be, and there will be, if people will believe it, confirmation of the Word with signs following. If you preach on the new birth, and it's real, and it's right, and somebody believes it, how many know what will happen? If somebody believes it and responds, there will be new births. Every time. You preach on healing and deliverance. And if it's right and it's the Word and somebody believes it and acts on it, what will you have? You will have healings and deliverances. If you preach on the goodness of God and the abundance and His Word and sowing and reaping and people believe it and people act on it, what will you see? You'll see manifestations of His goodness and abundance. Every area of His Word works the same way. But if you don't believe in it, which a lot of people, they believe in coming and hearing some words. But if any power starts manifesting, ooh, that's spooky. And folks deny it. Now, don't misunderstand me. You got people that get in the ditch on the other side, and they think, Well, man, yeah, I ain't going to a place that's dead. I'm gonna have power. And they got something wild going on all the time, and it's 98.8% flesh. And sometimes wrong spirits. Just because you got something happening doesn't make it God. And even if it's spiritual, it can be spiritual and it can be real, but that doesn't make it God. A whole lot of it is flesh. And yet people get scared of that. And so they get in the ditch on the other side where we don't want anything happening, nothing, except we think, we talk, we go, that's interesting. And we go home. Everything's neat and packaged. But if you read the gospel accounts, there's stuff happening. Is that right? If you read the book of Acts, man, there are healings, there are miracles, there are signs. Is that right? There are wonders. Do we have the same Jesus? Do we have the same gospel? Do we have the same Holy Spirit? Then why wouldn't we have the same manifestations, the same demonstrations of the power of God? Somebody say, I believe it. I believe, I have faith in the power of God. Now go with me to Ephesians 6 and let's start a little closer to home about faith in the power. Ephesians 6, we've been looking at this on Sunday morning, talking about fighting the good fight of faith, but it's another aspect of this. In Ephesians 6:10, what does it say? Finally, my brethren, do what?
Be strong
in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Amplified says, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, the strength which His boundless might provides. Is there power in you? Back up to the third chapter of this same book, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 and 20. 3 and 20. He says, now unto Him that is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And thousands of Christians stop right there. They put a period there.
Right.
Don't they? God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Period. That's not a period. That's not the whole verse. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. How does He do it? According to the power that's where? Where? Working in us. If it's working in us, it must be in us.
Amen.
How can power be working in you if there's ain't no power in you? If power's working in you, then power is in you. I said power is in you. Power's in you. That's why He said, be strong. How? In the Lord and in the power of His might. Very important that we get this straight. The Lord corrected me twice on this afternoon. At first, I was going to, you know, they always want a title at the back. Now, I don't usually give it to them till late because a lot of times I don't know. And the title was, The Power in You. And the Lord had already corrected me one time earlier. He said, no, I said, my power in you. He's corrected me twice today about that. And I know, I begin to understand why. It's not my power that I have in me. And you don't just want to use a generic term, the power in me. It's what? Come on. It's His power in me.
Amen.
Is He in you?
Yes.
Well, then that's why His power is in you, because He goes nowhere without His power.
Yeah. Wow.
Does he?
No.
Can't say God's here, but he's left my power at home. I'm here, but sorry, I didn't bring my power today. No. If he's there, his power is there. He goes nowhere without his power. Is he in you? Is he in you? Is he in you? Now we're getting on it. Can you tell? Can you feel? What are you sensing? Why are more people at that particular moment going, yeah, glory to God, yeah, yeah. Why? That's a manifestation of some power. I didn't do that to you. That's something happening in you. You're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is right. That's happening in you. Because he's in you. And because his power is in you.
That's right. Glory to God. Thank
you. I'm feeling some power. Right now.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Boy, I enjoyed last Friday night, the healing anointing. Man, I enjoyed that. There were times the power was really good and strong. Now, I know it can be a whole lot stronger than that, but it was good and strong. I'm believing you and I, the Lord's bringing us into a season and a place where he's turning up the power. Now, we hadn't been waiting on him. Don't misunderstand. He's helping us. Why would we be preaching on it? Why would we be preaching on the power? Faith comes by hearing, is that right? And so if he can get our faith in the power to come up a notch or three, what are you going to see? You're going to see demonstrations and manifestations of the power come up a notch or three. But the Lord dealt with me tonight. We need to work on his power in us. His power in me. His power in me. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, but it's not separated from us. People, that's why people quit quoting the verse in the middle and try to leave it all up to God. He's able to do it. But see, then that puts, there's no responsibility on us. It's just, he's able to do it. No, he does it according to the power working in us. More power working in us, more beyond what we asked or thought. Happening. Less power working in us, less of beyond what we asked or thought. Happening.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.